You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our daily podcast, our daily experience, our daily adventure and journey together. I'm so grateful that you're here. Today's topic is huge, and this is what we're talking about. The deception of truth. That's right, the deception of truth. And today I'm going to uncover some things that I believe will help you to discover how you really look at truth, how you walk in truth, how you live in truth, how you speak the truth, how you believe. Because what is this? I mean, truth. Truth is what we believe, correct? Well, what if you are believing something that's not true? Is it still truth? It's truth for you, but what if what you're believing is not true? So that's the first thing. Like, number one, you have to look at your own beliefs, my dear. Beliefs that are personal to you. What do you believe about fill in the blank? Whatever it is. And that has become your truth. But what if that is not the truth? What if that's not the truth? This is how you will know if what you're believing in is the truth. Okay, you ready for it? Drum roll, please. Seriously, ready for it? Wait for it. Knowledge of the truth is what sets us free. If you are not living in freedom in any area of your life, you're believing something that is not true. Now, we could end the podcast right here. And if you grab hold of that and like really seek that type of freedom and that type of peace and living in that place, I'm telling you, that's right there. It's like a game changer. But the reality is most people are not living in freedom, and they still are claiming that what they're believing is true. When the truth is, again, knowledge of the truth is what sets us free. So take a look at it and look at what you believe today. And if you're believing something that is not setting you free and you're not getting the results that you look for and you're not feeling that loving, peaceful, valuable experience of life, then it's time to look at some of your beliefs. Number two, this is huge. And this kind of goes with number one. If it can't be interpreted at least two different ways, it's probably not true. I know, huge, right? We think that truth is like one-sided. Truth is multidimensional. Truth is inclusive. It's not exclusive. Truth is very inclusive. Truth is. There's no judgment on it. It's not right. It's not wrong. It simply is. And if you want to experience the freedom of truth, you step into it. But the reality is you can see truth from two different places. You can see it from one place, and then you can turn around and go exact 180 and see it on the opposite side. And guess what? It looks very different. Is it still the truth? Yes, it is. So have you ever thought that maybe, we've heard the old saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Have you ever thought that maybe truth is in the one who's looking at it? So if you are deceived, no matter what you're seeing, you're not going to believe it. You see what I'm saying? And this, my dear friend, is happening all over. Like, we talk about this constantly every single week in my sisterhood. My online sisterhood, my soul date sisterhood, we talk about it with, you know, I talk about it with my coaching clients. Like, what is true for you? What is it that you believe? And then people will start telling their story. And then I'll say, okay, is there another way that we could look at this? You know, is there another way? And not saying like, just put a positive spin on it. I'm saying like, let's literally look at it from the opposite side. Like, if you're on planet Earth right now and it's dark outside, let's look at it from the opposite side, wherever the sun is shining. Let's look there. And then let's remember that, you know what? In not very long of a time, 12 hours, boom, all of a sudden, your side's going to get lit up too. Truth, my dear, can be interpreted more than one way, or it's probably not true. And truth is in the eye of the beholder. It's like what you see and what you believe may or may not be the truth. But if you believe the truth, you will find freedom. It will set you free. So the bottom line is people want to make truth all about one way. And then they want to say, you know, if you're not in that, then it's wrong. And there's all this judgment. When quite honestly, it's like, you know what? Life is like a big circular, you know, sphere. Kind of like I always talk about it, like the world. You know, you look at the world, the globe. Take a look at the globe, the world. Hold it in your hands. And then you look and you're like, on one side, the sun is shining. The other side is dark. But that globe is, you know, and I've looked at this for so many years, like that globe is the truth. How are you seeing it? It depends upon which side of the world you're standing on, right? What side of the world are you standing on in your own life? And if you're not seeing the truth, you're not going to find freedom, my dear. Number three, and this is huge. This is something that came out last night. We, you know, in our Soulmate Sisterhood, we were talking about it, and I was like, oh my goodness. I have looked at the truth and I've metaphorically said, okay, it's the earth. I just told you that. You know, it's this, you got this sphere out in front of you. It's the earth, it's a globe. One side the sun is shining, the other side it's not, but in 12 hours later you got the sun shining there and you see things you didn't see before, right? But I said, what if the earth or this metaphorical earth as I'm holding it in my hands isn't the truth? What if it's not the truth? What if the truth is the light that's shining on the earth? What if the reason why truth allows us to be set free is because it allows us to see something? And it's not necessarily ABC, it's the light turning on, GTE, the electricity turning on. You know, it's the light that lights this whole scenario. And now we can look and we go, oh my goodness, I see things I didn't see before. And so no longer is it like, oh, this is right or this is wrong. It's like, no, this is. And now you can look at it. You can tip it upside down. You can kind of experience it. And you can find your freedom in that, my dear. Stop deceiving yourself. Stop lying. Stop hiding. Stop believing something that is no longer true for you and possibly never was. Look at what you believe today. Look at what you believe and ask yourself, are your beliefs allowing you to be in this place of freedom and peace? And number two, is there another way to see it? And number three, is it possible that it's not it at all, but it's that it's the light that you shine upon it? That is truth. And that is the knowledge of that, I believe, that will allow you to be set free from what ever you're dealing with today. Be willing to see it with the lights completely on. No more hiding. No more standing on the other side of the earth. Like, stand where you are, stand with that light of truth, and look and live and love in that place. If there are things that you do not like, that you do not like and you don't like to see when you turn the lights on, then do something about it. Do something about it, my dear. If you want change in your life, you must be willing to change your life. You must be willing to change. You must be willing to maybe like turn the knob, flip the switch, turn the lights on, and allow the light to come into areas of your metaphorical heart, home, and actually light up every room and take a look. I remember when I went through my last divorce, I said, that's it. My heart's wide open right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going into my heart home and I'm going to open up every single door, every single drawer, every single cupboard. I'm going to take every stone that's in there and flip it up and look underneath. There's going to be no stone left unturned. And you know why? Because I decided to come in with the light of truth, saying no matter what I find, you know what? It's truth. I can handle the truth. Guess what, my dear? You can handle the truth. I know we've been told before by Jack Nicholson. I think that's his name, Jack Nicholson. Nicholas? No, I think it's Nicholson. I don't know. One of them's the golfer, the other one's the guy that, you know, from A Few Good Men. But you know what? You can't handle the truth. Like, you know what? Can you handle the truth? I believe you can handle the truth. Turn the light on in your life today and watch what happens. I hope this helps you today, because honestly, it's time that we start living in truth and we start living in freedom. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and your soul step for today, your very sacred soul step, is to sit down and write an area that you have been hiding, that you've been kind of keeping in the dark. You've been ashamed. You've been worried. You've been confused. You've been lying. You've been cheating. Whatever. Write it down. And then, like, literally go stand out in the sun and allow the sun to, like, shine on those words on that paper. And ask yourself if you're willing to see it differently. If you're willing to take the light of truth, shine it upon there, and see it for what it is, and then make decisions in truth versus decisions in a deceived state. Does that make sense to you today? I really believe this is going to help you. I hope you do this today. I hope you discover some things that you've maybe been believing that are not true, that are not working for you, that are not setting you free, and you make some choices today to stand in the light, to walk in the light, to walk in truth, and to live your life in freedom. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for coming over to womensippingonlife.com. Leave a comment, let me know how you're doing, and invite your friends to come and join us. Join the soul party. So excited to have you here. And I'll see you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.